This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We go to the guest line this morning because it was, 78 years ago last month that Jackie Robinson made his major league debut. And it was just a couple of weeks ago, actually less than a week ago, that a new book has come out. It is entitled Play Harder, The Triumph of Black Baseball in America. And the author of that book, also professor of African and African-American studies at Wash U, Gerald Early is with us on KMOX. It is good to talk to you. How are you, Gerald?
I'm very good. Thank you so much.
Congratulations on the book. And I know this is, it's not like you're new to something like this. You've been doing this a long time. You've consulted on some really great documentaries like Ken Burns Baseball and Jazz and so many that he's done. But what does this work in particular? How special is this one to you?
This one is particularly special because it was done in conjunction with the National Baseball Museum and Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. It's in connection with a new black baseball exhibit that opened there last year. And this book is meant to accompany that. I was involved with being a consultant for that exhibit. So this book is particularly special to me because of my involvement with the exhibit.
Well, and as you mentioned, as you talk about in your book, baseball is so much more than just a sport, especially when it comes to the black players in baseball. And no sport has been so connected to social change as baseball has been. So baseball and black baseball players are a huge part of American history.
Yes, they are a huge part of American history. They're a huge part of black American history because black people invested so much in creating baseball teams and in creating baseball leagues. And they're the only sport that black people developed to that extent of having several highly professional leagues. So it's the sport means a great deal historically to black people, and black people were very invested in it, in producing players and also producing fans for the sport.
You know, one of the I know it progress takes some time, and it took a long time to get Jackie Robinson into Major League Baseball, to get him, you know, to have that debut with the Dodgers, and then all these great players that came after, and then the acknowledgement of the Negro League statistics, which they finally integrated with the Major League Baseball statistics. And I think most baseball fans were on board with that. How important was it that those statistics from the leagues with players who weren't allowed to play in the major leagues, how important was it for that finally to happen?
Oh, that was very important because finally it gave those players legitimacy and the quality of baseball they played it was given legitimacy by being included with Major League stats. And also Negro Leagues themselves were finally given legitimacy because for so long it was thought they were dismissed as, oh, you know, Negro Leagues, that really wasn't organized baseball. But now with the this recognition, now the Negro Leagues they're seen as the equivalent of white organized baseball. So all those things were just really important in showing that the Negro Leagues were really an achievement that all Americans should be proud of, that black people played baseball so consistently and with so much fervor and commitment for as long as they did.
You know, when I was really young, like a teen, younger than maybe, you know, 13, 14 years old, I read October 1964, David Halberstam's book about the Cardinals and the Yankees World Series. And I felt like I thought I was reading a baseball book as a kid, but it opened my eyes to the daily experiences of black players in the major league, in the major leagues, like as late as the 60s and 70s, which is not that long ago to be facing that much discrimination and racism. Does your book kind of explore those individuals and just the challenges that they faced on a daily basis?
Yes, the book goes up to today, really, and what black players and black fans of baseball are doing mm-hmm. today. So, yes, it does look at the we do look at the Cardinals. The Cardinals were the 64 Cardinals. The Cardinals of the 1960s were a pretty revolutionary team in the number of black players. It was a very diverse team. And so they really broke a lot of ground. But it was difficult because there was still segregation in the country into the 1960s. And there was still problems with people where they could stay and where they could eat. Even into the 1960s, people kind of think it was all over then, but it really wasn't. So that book, Halberstam's book, is a very good one, and I certainly would recommend people reading it, along with my own.
Yeah, and the book we're talking about today is called Play Harder, The Triumph of Black Baseball in America. So does it... I know things are different now than they were in the 60s, certainly different than they were in the late 40s and into the 50s. Do you feel like enough progress has been made in terms of what we're talking about now?
Oh, I think progress has been made, but it's disappointing that there are not as many black American players playing the game as there was, let's say, 30 years ago. And that's a little disconcerting that black players, black athletes seem alienated from the game or not as engaged with the game. To Major League Baseball's credit, they really are making serious efforts to try to re-engage young black athletes, young black kids to play baseball more now. The football and basketball are, of course, the big games for black kids right now. And those games are kind of baked into black culture, black school culture, and so forth in a way that baseball isn't anymore. And that's really a shame because the game means so much historically to black people. So I hope that their efforts will pay off and, you know, we'll see more black Americans playing the game in the years to come. It's increasing a little bit, but the hope is that there'll be a bigger increase and that there'll be a bigger increase in black fans also engaging the game.
There is the Cardinals RBI program, which is a Major League Baseball initiative, and that was started years ago, but the Cardinals have their own, each team does. And RBI is the Reviving Baseball in Inner Cities program, which does try the outreach and to get kids in those communities to want to play the sport. What is the greatest challenge of getting young black kids interested in baseball as opposed to some of the others, because it's almost like they like what they like. People like what they like, right? So how do you change their minds and introduce them to a new sport?
Well, it is true that people like what they like, but also it has something to do with the degree of exposure. If baseball is not played as much in black schools and they don't have organized teams in black schools for baseball as much as they do with basketball and football, it's a matter of exposure. So if kids aren't exposed to it, if they aren't exposed to it with sandlot games, if they aren't exposed with it with traveling teams and so forth, then of course they never get to play it. And a kid made like baseball in some ways, how can a kid really judge if you're going to like baseball if you've never really had much of an opportunity to play it? And mostly what you've been exposed to is basketball and football, and those are the games that you tend to want to play. So it becomes a kind of circle, becomes a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. You play what you've been exposed to. If you haven't been exposed to baseball very much, you won't play it. So I think it's the key is to expose kids to the game. And, well, that isn't, you know, that isn't easy, but I think it certainly is possible to do that. After all, think about in the Dominican Republic, in Venezuela, in Puerto Rico, in Mexico, there are black kids there who love the game and play the game. So I don't think it's a thing of, oh, well, they don't like the game. I think they would like the game if they were exposed to it more.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Was exposure always an issue, or has the ascendance of travel ball, for instance, just made the sport and other sports more unreachable for some kids?
Well, that's part of the exposure thing, is that it is unreachable for a lot of kids because of the expense. So it becomes more difficult for people from the lower end to be able to access it because of the expense. That's a good point. That certainly plays into it, that people from the lower end are going to go, one, with the sports that the people around them approve of and like, and two, they're going to avoid the sport that if it's that's going to cost them more money, or it's going to put them through more difficulties and more challenges to be able to play it. And so that once again gets to a matter of both exposure and access. And I think there's less of it for young black kids with baseball than with other sports right now.
We are talking about your book, Play Harder, about the triumph of black baseball in America. And I know I'm jumping all over the place here, but the recent game at Rickwood Field to honor the Negro Leagues, when Reggie Jackson was, who was talking with like A-Rod and Derek Jeter about the racism that he faced, it was such a poignant moment. I just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on that, on Rickwood Field, and as your book is subtitled, like The Triumph of Black Baseball in America, because I can't ever put myself in that position. I don't know how I would have not lost my mind or tried to fight somebody, you know, in the face of what those players were hearing and dealing with. I think I would have lost my mind.
Well, I think that black people have many challenges that they've had to deal with in this country. That they were able to succeed the way they succeeded in baseball is really the triumph, and that people ought to recognize it as an incredible achievement. The fact that there were obstacles, and the fact that there were hardships, and the fact that there were things that people had to overcome, even as recently as a player like Reggie Jackson talking about his particular experiences and the like. And Jackson talked about this even during the time when he was playing. It was a big cover story that he did about problems in baseball, particularly with management and so forth. That was a big cover story back in the 80s in Sports Illustrated. The thing is that these sorts of things have been challenges for Black people, but Black people have managed to overcome them. And I think that that's the important thing, is that the people didn't lose their minds, mm-hmm. that Reggie Jackson didn't lose his mind, that those guys stayed with it and they committed themselves and they overcame. And because it was very important to them to achieve, not only for themselves, but for their people as well. And so I think that that's an incredible story, is that people didn't break despite the pressures that they were under. They didn't break.
What is, as we look at baseball and the future of it, what would be your goal for the game?
My goal for the game would be for people to, for Black people to reengage with it. I would like for Americans generally to reengage with the game a little bit more than they are now. I think that football, collegiate and professional, has become a dominant sport here in the United States. And I'd like to see people reengage more with baseball. Baseball is such a lovely game. It's a beautiful game to watch. And it means so much to the United States. It's the oldest team sport that we have. It's the sport that really has kept races apart, but it also brought races together. And sometimes bringing them together wasn't easy, but it happened. And in some ways, it became a path breaker for other sports and for other things that happen in our society. So what I like to see is just for Americans to rededicate themselves to following baseball and to supporting baseball, not only on the professional level, but also with kids and with seeing kids playing and so forth. I'd like to see that happen.
Well, baseball is very important in this town, and so I think they will embrace this book. It is called Play Harder, The Triumph of Black Baseball in America. Gerald Early is the professor of it, professor at Washington University. We appreciate it, and we thank you so much for this, and good luck with this book.
Thank you so much for having me.